Now, in a moment, we're going to be finding out how volcanoes can trigger earthquakes and how the patterns of vibrations that they produce could be used as an early warning sign that an eruption is about to happen.
But first, there's another way to find out what a volcano is up to, and that is sampling the gases it's producing. And erupting into the studio now from the University of Cambridge is volcanologist Marie Edmonds. Hello, Marie.
Hello, Richard.
First off, most people know what volcanoes are, but what's actually going on inside one?
Well, what we see at the surface with volcanoes is really only part of the story. So part of my work is looking at magma degassing and how looking at the gases that are emitted by volcanoes at the surface can tell you about what's going on deep in the crust.
What sorts of gases are coming out of volcanoes?
Well, volcanoes emit lots and lots of water, and then lots of carbon dioxide, sulfur dioxide, halogen gases, and various minor trace components. But water, CO2 and SO2 are the main gases.
And how can we actually analyse these gases and what do they tell us?
Well, I go with a spectrometer to the volcanoes, which is a really good way of doing it safely because I can go a kilometre or so away from the volcano. I don't have to go right up to vents and fill little glass bottles of gases. So I can use spectrometers to remotely look at the composition of gases and work out from that what's going on beneath the surface. So gases are, if you like, messengers from the interior of the crust.
What's a spectrometer? How does it work?
Gases absorb radiation in characteristic wavelengths. So each gas is associated with its own unique signature. So if we collect infrared radiation, say from the sun or from a lava flow or a lava dome, and the infrared radiation has passed through volcanic gases, so what we're looking at is a spectrum that contains all of the unique absorptions due to all the different gases, and we can quantify their concentrations.
So this is quite a neat way of being able to monitor the volcano without actually having to put yourself in quite a lot of danger by getting really, really close, because you can see what the gas composition is remotely.
Well, that's absolutely right. And in fact, volcano monitoring has come along a long way since the development of techniques like this. So in the last decade or so, really, these techniques have become a lot more sophisticated.
And what does this analysis of the gases tell you about the behaviour of different volcanoes?
Well, the idea is that each volatile species, water, CO2 and so on, they exsolve at different pressures. So as magma is coming up from the base of the crust, first of all, carbon dioxide will exsolve. And then when it gets to very shallow levels, gases like water and SO2 exsolve and form bubbles in the magma. So if we measure gases which have very high CO2 content, for example, we know that the gas is separated from magma at depths of a few tens of kilometres. If the gases are rich in water, then degassing is occurring at shallow depths. So we can infer something about the style of the eruption, and we can, to an extent, forecast volcanic activity this way.
Because most people think of a volcano as this thing that just either blows up fairly catastrophically, like Mount St Helens, which is in every geography textbook as the massive explosive volcano, but others are sort of more oozy, and they just splurge out lava without really doing much. Does one turn into the other, or is there a risk that one might be one of those kinds and then suddenly explode? I mean, what do we know about volcanoes behaving that way?
Well, there are a whole different range of volcanoes and different styles of activity. And I've actually measured the composition of giant bubbles that have come up, very low viscosity magma columns at Kilauea volcano in Hawaii. And then you can go to a completely different type of volcano, such as Sufra Hills volcano in Montserrat, which is an explosive type of volcano, and crucially it has very high viscosity magma. So this type is the most unpredictable and in some ways the most interesting, because it can transform from fairly effusive dome building activity to very explosive ash producing eruption columns over the space of a few minutes. So that's what makes this kind of eruption particularly fascinating.
Because you're going back to Montserrat, aren't you?
Yeah, I've already done a trip there this year to measure CO2 fluxes through the flanks of the volcano there, because we still know very little about what goes on at depth and what's actually driving the eruption. So yeah, I'm due to go back in a few weeks' time to continue those measurements. We're going to install a gas sensor close into the volcano to try and measure the proportion of CO2 and SO2 in the hope that this will give us some idea of whether the eruption is waning or whether it's accelerating, what we can expect in the next few months in terms of activity.